I'm Dan Clefstad with Illinois News. U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says he hopes state leaders can agree on a plan to replace the Quincy Veterans Home quickly. Under a proposal, the state would build a new facility and plumbing system to replace the home where more than a dozen people died from Legionnaire's disease. Durbin's comments come as Republicans and Democrats disagree over the process to allocate money for the more than $230 million plan.
So I hope that the governor, before he made this announcement, had prepared some specifics, some details. We don't want to waste a dollar, but we sure don't want to keep these veterans in suspense or uncertainty about their own fate.
The Illinois EPA is giving a grant to the city of Quincy to build an alternate water source for the current veterans home. In other news, a state House committee yesterday discussed the Governor Bruce Rauner's proposal to reinstate the death penalty for mass shooters and those who murder police officers. The proposal is part of a broader public safety plan put forth in an amendatory veto. Daisy Contreras has more.
Lawmakers were joined by those on both sides of the issue, including former Democratic State Representative Karen Yarbrough. She sponsored a death penalty abolition legislation in 2011, which was signed by then-Governor Pat Quinn. Yarbrough says while she supports harsh penalties for murderers, she says capital punishment isn't the answer, and asks the General Assembly to instead focus on other criminal justice reform initiatives.
I believe that we can have justice without the death penalty. We know that the death penalty is hard to apply fairly. We know it's extremely expensive to litigate, and we know it doesn't deter crime.
In favor of the governor's plan is the Illinois State Police Director, who says the death penalty is an option to prevent the killing of more police officers. The same committee will return later this week to discuss the remaining details the governor has put forth. I'm Daisy Contreras.
A state inspector is criticizing Governor Rauner's office for improper hiring practices. The Office of the Executive Inspector General found Rauner's Department of Central Management Services hired 7 people for positions that, on paper, were described as sensitive policymaking posts that exempts them from the personnel code, allowing the governor to fill them based on loyalty. But the regional client managers in the agency's Bureau of Property Management did routine jobs, such as setting up tables for meetings, inspecting state tables for handicapped accessibility, and monitoring inventory. I'm Dan Clefstad.
And I'm Jennifer Fuller. An official with the Red Lake Conservancy District says the plant has been able to keep pace with demand and keep all tanks and towers filled since repairing a major water main break last week. General Counsel Larry Sanders says there are small leaks to be reported, which is common in water systems. He says no breaks have occurred in the system and the leaks are all minor. He says no leak currently warrants doing anything more than monitoring. Sanders says calculations indicate the leaks are less than a third of a gallon per minute in a pipe that's pumping well over 10,000 gallons per minute. He says it's the practice of the district to repair even those small leaks. It's high school graduation season across the region, and it's likely no class was prouder than the one in Caro. That's where HUD's closure of two public housing complexes further damaged an already struggling community. Derek Urules Jr. was the featured speaker at Saturday's commencement. He travels the world as a musician, author, and international speaker. In a Facebook Live video, the Caro native told the graduates they need to understand and embrace the value they bring to the world.
Every time the world throws a challenge at you, what you need to tell them, class of 2018, is here I come.
The 2018 graduating class at Caro High School featured 26 students, 22 of which plan to attend college. I'm Jennifer Fuller.